Okay, we've got the recording. Thank you, Linda, for being able to join us.
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to jump in and let you know what's going on. So when I woke up and I called, made a call to Germany to talk to one of my friends who's going to be assisting in Switzerland, she couldn't understand me very well because my tongue was so thick, and I didn't realize that I had a stroke. But I called Lise, and as soon as I called her, I started crying, which is, I didn't know why. And so she came right over, and she took me to straight to emergency. Mm-hmm. And they've been amazing here in the Jupiter Hospital. So I've been here. I stayed overnight last night, and I'm staying again tonight because they have more tests to do. And it's really comfortable. We're really blessed with an amazing hospital here. And I was really lucky. The neurologist is such a wonderful man. And he looked at my brain, and he said how healthy it was. And I was really lucky because the stroke happened on a part that did not affect my movement of my left leg and arm, which if it had been just a little bit farther, more downward, it would have. But he said it's the best to have it on the left side as it is. I mean, on the right side, sorry, because it doesn't affect speech then. So all I have is a little bit of a lisp. So, but you can still understand me, and it doesn't, it's not hard at all to speak. So I'm very blessed, and I think this is just it's a wake-up call, because for 7 years I've been knowing that I needed somehow to get more oxygen. And I can't imagine what my life would be like without the Beamer. And now what I'm going to do, thanks to Eleanor, I'm really going to look into getting a combination of ozone infusions and combined with hydrogen peroxide. And it sounds really weird, but if Eleanor found this, found a book, it's called The 1 Minute Cure for Every Disease. And it's all about the ozone therapy, which has absolutely no side effects. And it's been used in Europe for countless cases for everything. So I really recommend it. And Eleanor, I'm sure we'll be talking about it on the next Sunday after we've been doing more of it, because she's brought her dog from, to a much better place with the ozone. So you all, I'm really happy to see you all. And Angela, I'm really happy to see you back. We missed you last little while. I hope you're feeling well. And thank you all for Sunday. That was just amazing. And I think what set me off, what raised my blood pressure that probably caused the stroke, was I realized suddenly for the first time that I was really concerned about not having the help I need for Roland with his Parkinson's, and that I don't know enough and I'm not taking good enough care, and all this stuff that came up for me. So here I am, and I wish I could see you. Why can't I see you?
We're all here, Linda. We can all see you.
Okay, great. And look what Sage sent me.
Oh, that's so sweet. Guy. That's wonderful.
It's, I think it's to be a horse, but it really looked like a Chinese aggressive dog.
I think it could be both for you.
All right.
Well, we're so glad that you're in such a good hospital and you're getting such good care, Linda, and know that we are surrounding you completely with heart hugs and love and support. So just know that we're there all the time.
Thank you. I feel it. Hope you're having a wonderful time, Debbie. Thank you so much. I have to get in touch with, come on, Linda. What's wrong with me? Just a minute. I have to think a second.
Somebody from Switzerland?
No.
No. Okay.
The discussion that we had the other day about the therapy. This is where I'm having trouble with names right now.
Yeah, it's all right, Linda. You have a lot going on. It's all right.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you all. Thank you.
We love you lots. Thanks for dropping in, and we're surrounding you in love.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All the best.
Bye. See you next time on the Zoom.
Okay, aloha.
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 Ciao, ciao.
How do I leave? I'm not sure.
See, on the lower right, I think there'll be a button that says leave.
It doesn't. It says video filters, avatars. You're all avatars.
You can just close your Zoom window. That'll work too.
Okay. I can do that. Okay. Ciao, everybody.
Ciao.
Love to you.
And Harriet says, David Asprey has a lot of information about ozone therapy. Good to know.
Who does?
David Asprey, Asprey.
Is he who is he? I mean, is he a doctor or a therapist? I mean,
from Harriet. I don't Harriet. Know.
Well, actually, yeah, there's so much information out there. It's incredible.
I know. Yeah. Go to bed.
About
shut your computer.
I'm in bed. What do you mean?
I know. Shut your computer. You're going to stay on. We're going to do breakout rooms soon.
Have fun.
All right. Bye, Linda. Can you find how to leave?
Almost.
There should be a red thing somewhere that says leave meeting.
I think she found it. Yeah. Well, I'm so happy she could join us for a bit. And I'm so happy that she's realizing that traveling is not the best choice.
Yeah.
Particularly right now, right? But, you know, air pressure changes and all of that kind of stuff. It's good to stay where your doctors are close by.
Well, and worries about Rowan.
Yes, absolutely true. Yeah.
It's
so
hard.
So we're sorry for Swiss people and German people that aren't seeing Linda, but as it is, you know, it's about adapting in the moment, right?
Well, we're all not seeing her, except for them would have. So, you know, we're all managing.
It's what we do, right? You make plans and then life has its way with you. That's kind of how it is, right? You think you know what you're doing and then stuff changes.
And you find out.
I'll tell you the thing that impressed me the most about how you never know what's going to happen is I was in Japan when the big earthquake happened, and it was a real life-changing experience too, because I knew exactly what I was doing for the next 3 weeks. I had people signed up for stuff. I knew which train to get on. I knew which hotel. I knew exactly what I was doing for 3 weeks. And in that instant, I was doing a horse demonstration and I'm putting a body wrap on a horse. And then there's this great giant earthquake. And it was such a good reminder that it's so useful to be in the moment, because you actually don't know what's happening in the next moment. And it reminds us to be, you know, to be more present. And because it's the only thing we have any control over is this moment right here. And you know, it's hard to stay there. It's hard to say. Yeah, Ava, please.
I'm muted.
Is that yes, okay? It is. Yep.
Yeah, I'm just in Israel here. We're living a very special and tough moment where our hiding places in the background, in the lower floor, are all opening up, and we don't know what will happen. There was hundreds of rockets that flew over the Ashdod, the southern part of Israel, and Ashkelon, where I was with my friend on the weekend. And now she's staying all in that special hiding place. And they're waiting. They're waiting for rockets to fall down from all over the place. And it's a very, very strange moment, you know, and I'm responsible of the building. So I opened that down floor hiding place just in case, you know, for all the people. And I'm worried about an elderly lady that I'm taking care of. She's on second floor. And it's a brand new situation for me. And so I wanted to share it because it's really new from today that we don't know what is going to happen. And Israel has been retaliating from or some of the terrorists who did terrorist attack. And so now we're just waiting, and we know that Iran is also helping the Hamas and the Jihad. So it's a big, big escalation that is starting now. And I wanted to share it. I'm not afraid. It's like living the moment. I know I'm going to keep my hearing aids all night, just in case, you know, the sirens are going to, you don't know what will happen. So I wanted to share it with you.
Thank you, Ava. And it's another really important time for the power of our circle here, right? Yeah. And I feel like we need extra heart hugs for you in this moment, because I just feel like you know, there's just so much fear in the world, and I'm really sorry that there is so much fear, because it doesn't have to be like this. And I feel like it's even more important for those of us that can see the world from a perspective of love rather than fear, to continue to put our positive energy out there. I absolutely believe it makes a difference. And in the meantime, Ava, you know, for you to just be doing what you can in the moment, you know, I mean, it's just so important. And we're sending you all of our support as well for this super, super difficult situation. And, you know, we can only imagine, most of us, what that.
Yeah, it seems amazing. It's the distance between, you know, what we live here and what is out there. And and especially in Switzerland. And I was in a writing workshop where we had to write something about just not thinking about. And I was saying, well, you know, I go swimming every day, it's sunny every day, but what is the price we are paying for that? You know, it's that knowing that we are, you know, on a bombshell, everything can blow up at any time. And that's the price. And then it would be so good to go for 2 months in Switzerland and get away from all that, you know. And it just just have two planes of reality. And also the way it is conveyed somewhat sometimes in the medias, where, you know, it seems like we are killing people, and it's not true. And there are a lot of people in Gaza, and women especially, who are suffering, and they are the hostages of the Hamas and the jihad. We're just getting all this money to buy more weapons and more rockets instead of being schools and doing things. They're getting a lot of money, and it's so upsetting that every time, you know, there's more and more rockets coming to us. And if we didn't have that prevention thing, the country would not exist anymore. Yeah, when right. My friend was in Ashdod, was in Ashkelon, is about 15 kilometers away from Ashdod. So you can almost see the other side, you know, and get destroyed with one rocket, you know. So I am not someone who really likes to talk about politics and all this, and I really avoid it. But it's just about people suffering on both sides. And absolutely. Gaza people are just hostages. They're, you know, and women especially. And it's just terrible.
And I think that this is the part that makes it so difficult, because, you know, we're all people and we all want the same thing, right? We all want to feel safe. We all want to take care of our families. We all want to do something meaningful in our lives. I mean, we're really all the same. And then, you know, power struggles come and fear comes. And, it, you know, and I have to sit and think, what are, you know, why can't we just get along? And I realize maybe that seems so simple. And you know, for whatever reason, you know, this is where our world is in this moment. And you're right, Ava. And as far as the information that people get, it doesn't help when so much of the information we get focuses on fear and what's wrong and
not on personal people. And yeah, I wish we could talk with people, you know, from Gaza and other people who have a common language, where we could sit on a Zoom and get to know each other. Because I know that now when you listen to the news, you will think of me, you know.
Thank you.
You know, what is Eva doing? How is she doing? You know, how
we
is
are, her friend we are doing? Going to absolutely think about you
different,
while we're hearing about that. And I think that it's just important to, you know, for me, it's important to recognize the connection that we all have as beings on this planet and support the, you know, for me, it feels like, you know, the positive energy glue as it feels like things are falling apart a little bit. So I feel like all this positive energy I can send out there is a glue that helps to, you know, bring our ruffled edges together a little bit. And I know it makes a difference. And Ava, you know, my thoughts are with you for sure. And just know that, you know, for every heart hug, you know, a piece of it is coming to you and to those around you. And I think that's the joy of what we can do with this work, right? When we're doing the heart hugs, when we're even looking at something without judgment, when we are sharing positive thoughts, if we share that with one person, it's the way that collective consciousness works. If you share this with one person, every other person on the planet gets a piece of that. Linda told, I don't know if she's shared this story with you, but it's one that affected me quite deeply. When she was in Russia decades ago, back before ordinary people went to Russia, she was there on a diplomatic type of trip, and she talked about and this has nothing to do with world turmoil, but it speaks to the collective consciousness. When she was, I realize I'm going to tell a dog story in the midst of all of this, but I hope you understand the intention of this.
Yeah.
So she was somewhere and she saw this dog, you know, kind of huddled in a doorway, And she stopped and she started doing tea touches on this dog. And as you can imagine, he really responded to that. And she started thinking, oh my gosh, this poor dog. Oh my gosh, I have to figure out how to take him home. I can't leave him here. Look at him. I've made this connection with him. And honestly, for people to move around from to and from Russia from that at that point was really, really difficult, let alone a dog. And that's when she reflected on the fact that every time we do a tea touch on a dog, it affects every dog in the world by virtue of the collective consciousness. And I love that feeling that anytime we're doing a tea touch on ourselves, on a friend or a family member or anybody that we're helping, please know that with every one of those tea touches, we're sending that out to every person. And, you know, maybe those people that we don't like to think about so much are the ones that need it the most. And so it is the reason why I send, you know, love to lots of political figures that I don't agree with at all. And I feel like sometimes they need the love more than anybody because, you know, our world is a little bit consumed in fear and it's not helpful. We get more what we pay attention to. And that's why, I've come to the point of being pretty careful about the news that I listen to and or read. And I'm checking in all the time, you know, how does this feel to my cells? And there's a balance about being informed and being immersed. And I don't feel like I need to be immersed to be informed. And it's different for everybody. I'm just telling you, you know, kind of how I feel about it. For me, it feels like it's the most important thing I can do is be careful about getting immersed in the fear. Honestly, you know, you get more what you pay attention to, what you resist persists, and you give power to what you fight. And we've certainly experienced it in this country. You know, if you think about the war on drugs, how's that working? You know, pushing against what you don't want. And instead of trying to stop what we don't want, how about creating what we do want? And it's the same thing, you know, with our working with our dogs or our horses or anybody else. We know that punishment doesn't work, right? Punishment makes it worse. Instead of trying to stop your dog from barking, how about if we do the things that help our dog to be quiet? And I feel the same way about the world. How do we create what we want instead of trying to stop the conflict and all the difficulties that are out there? And it's, you know, and we have the power to do that right here. We have the power to do that in our intention, in our thoughts, in our perspective. And so, yes, we can be informed, but we don't have to get buried in it. And sometimes you have to look for the better news and people who are making a difference and doing positive things or send money, right? If that's a way that helps you to feel like you're contributing to something, you know, whatever you can do that says to the universe, hey, I'm supporting what we want instead of resisting what we don't want. I think it's so important. Teresa, this time you had your hand up.
Yes, I just wanted to add to about the news, what we get. We are overwhelmed of all the news, TV and thing. I started to listen once a day in the radio. I'm not watching news anymore with all the pictures, because I believe that as the good waves and vibes we give, the others are also here. So I would say it's okay. I have to know what's going on, and that's it. And I feel much better, because if we listen every hour and we have the TV, the journal, whatever, and it's every time it's trying to enter, and if we want to fill the universe with our part, I think that's what, like you say, it is really, and to think really about these people, to send it, to try that it comes a little bit also to them, because it is very hard to think about when you see these things which are not right, injustice, and whatever is going on. On the other hand, is yeah. So we boost our good thoughts, thoughts. And Eva, shalom.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I know that I planted breakout room time for you all because I know that breakout room time is fun and or interesting or enriching or whatever it is. And I'm not sure that it's good to send you off to breakout room when we're having such a deep conversation. And so I am wondering if it would be interesting to have a little bit of breakout room just to talk about those things that you can do that can enlighten you and help you to choose a more positive thought. Would that be a worthwhile little bit of time to spend? And then when we come back from, whoops, wait a minute. I have a little person. I have a little, can I just introduce you to my grandson before he goes to nap? So Cam, these are all my friends. Look at all those people. Can you see everybody waving to you? And you can wave back. And they're all so happy to see you. How cool is that? Can I do a couple of tea touches on you before you go to nap?
Yeah.
Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Which one should we try? Should we try it here? Let me turn this down a little bit. How about if I do, I know you like this one. Do you like this one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna do this one. You ready?
Hi.
Maybe we can I do it with your hands? Put your hand here and your hand here. Yeah. And we're gonna go circle and a quarter and pause. And we're gonna go circle and a quarter and pause. And then you smile a little bit.
Smile.
Yeah, just like that. Just like that. Isn't that so cool? Does that feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Everybody knows that that feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tic-tac-key.
Yeah.
Isn't hello, tic-tac-key.
Yeah, yeah, and we do it with the kitty cats too.
Hi.
That's right, and the dogs and stuff. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Hi.
Yeah, so you're about to have a nap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a nap. Bye.
Okay. So Grandpa's gonna take you to nap. Thanks for stopping by the class. Everybody's gonna say, bye Cam, have a good
bye.
Nap.
Bye.
Okay, here we go. Have a good rest, Cam. Grandpa's got your parrot and your blanket.
I got the picture of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, will you send it to me? He's a sweetie pie.
Do you have WhatsApp?
Do I have what? Yeah.
WhatsApp? Can you write it so I'll send it to you? Can you make it in the chat?
I hope. I don't know how to tell you what it is. I'll figure it out.
Okay. Anyway, so it's in here. I will give it to you then.
TT Debbie is my best guess. TT, try TT Debbie. TT Debbie works for everything for me. So I would love to give you just a little bit of breakout room time to share thoughts, share a couple of things that you do when things feel difficult, or what makes you feel happy. I think that would be awesome. And I know that Marnie is all set to do breakout rooms. So let's do about 15 minutes if it's okay. And I will run off and make sure that this little guy is getting in bed. So Marnie, do you want to do breakout rooms? Marnie's with us, yes?
Talking while I'm doing, and I didn't notice I wasn't. I think I'm doing it.
Yep,
Everybody should be invited to join.
So click on the box. Yep.
Yeah. However, we've got a room or two that people.
Well, it's okay, Martha, because other ones are Judy.
Yeah, the one with Judy and Martha, that means two in there. And I think I put you in.
You did, but I tend
to. Yeah, if that's you okay. Do, yeah, no.
Then I just don't join the room, right? So if you don't randomly, then okay. I just don't join the room. So Martha. So maybe we should assign Martha to a different room. Do you know how to do that?
Hang on. Well, does she not want you? I have her in room 3 with Connie and Karen.
Oh, okay, yeah, maybe she's just away from the computer right now.
Well, it says not join you. She may be away from the computer.
Yeah.
So everybody else has at least 3.
Perfect, Marnie. Thank you for doing that. I'll come back in just a minute. I'm just going to check on Nap Guy. I'll be right back.
Got your little clicker thing for watching it. Yeah, here I am. I don't know, he's standing up.
I'll go rub his back for a minute. All right. See if that helps.
Debbie, can you hear me?
I can.
I somehow didn't get into whatever. I was going to go to the room they had too, but I did forget to ask you how long.
I said 15 minutes or so.
Oh, I didn't hear it. I was probably still mucking around with the buttons.
And so
when is the 15 minutes up?
That would be such a good question. The hard part of this is that I meant to send us off to rooms way sooner before now, so that people could come back and share, but we're not going to have sharing time. unless we go lots later. Do you think people would rather stay lots later, or?
You could ask them.
I think it's a hard question because
I know
because not everybody's going to want to do that. I'll just be the we're not sharing person and just see if they.
What does that mean? Oh, there's Martha now. She's.
Martha can't hear me when I unmute. Oh, really? Oh, why is that?
Oh. Ooh,
how is that possible? Martha, we just thought you were away from your.
So can you
computer.
Unmute and talk to us, Martha? Because we're not in breakout rooms, Debbie and I and Judy, twice. If you unmute yourself, do you? I don't know. Let's see what she says.
Another notice from me.
We can't hear her when she unmutes. This is tricky.
Yeah, that's why she's writing in the chat to us. She is unmuted. Oh, Martha.
Let me look and see if there's some way I could do something with that.
I'm so sorry. I don't know how to help you.
Yeah. On the participant, she's unmuted. So I can't, there's nothing we can do further from here, as far as I know.
Yeah, I see that, Martha. Can you hear us okay? Because you're muted now.
That may be something that she's going to have to solve on her end. I don't see anything more that we can do. As do you, Judy?
Martha, are you hearing us?
The ideas?
No, I don't. I had asked her to unmute, which she did do, but yeah. Now I see her muted again. So I really don't know what her issue is.
Oh, well, you know, sometimes my computer, like I have my sound off on my computer. So Martha, check to be sure your speakers are on.
And the volume is up.
And the other thing you can do is leave and come back sometimes.
Yes, sometimes that helps. If there's a drop down button next to the microphone icon, I think maybe she's going to leave and come back.
I think she did. Yeah. I don't blame her at this point. She's been try anything.
Technology stuff.
I thought I joined a room, but apparently I didn't. I'm not sure what happened there. So I was afraid I was going to push the wrong button and close everybody.
Okay. So.
Oh, wait. You want to sign? Just let me go back and look and see who that is.
Can we hear you now, Martha? Can you try talking to us? Rats, if you're talking to us, we're not hearing you. Yikes. I'm so sorry when this happens. It won't do any good to put you in a room because?
Well, I could assign her to. Oh, wait, no, if she can't talk, it won't change.
Oh, if she can't talk, it's not useful to be in a room. Nope.
I think that might have to be solved.
I guess for today, it's chat. Did you check to be sure your microphone is turned on and the volume is up? No, actually, because that would be.
Go ahead. Has it been this way all the way through? Does she know?
Can you hear us, Martha, when we're talking to you? I know that we can't hear you.
Her picture is like it's frozen. You know what I mean? Do you see her move at all?
Well, that's her. That's her. Whatever.
That's just, She yeah. doesn't ever. Oh, she yeah, doesn't
ever. That's okay. a photo. And that may
okay,
be.
Okay, so she can hear us. So Martha, I guess maybe for right now, it's the chat. I'm so sorry. I wish we could fix this. And your microphone is turned on and turned up.
And sometimes your Zoom settings get weird, which you can check later. You know, I mean,
I know that, but if you don't, I mean, I've checked, you know, there's a drop down next to the microphone icon where you select a microphone and select a speaker. But if you haven't changed those, then it shouldn't be something that you would have.
Sometimes things happen, though. It's true. I mean, that's what happened to me on Saturday. Not quite like that, but we never did figure out, and then everything is back to normal now. Whatever happened on Sunday, I didn't do anything. Something happened. Okay, all right. So,
I wish, Martha, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do to.
I think we can.
To help you. I'm glad that you can hear us. Can you turn your video on? Does your video work?
You know, I could put her into a room and at least she could hear what they're saying. I could try that, Martha. I can try to assign you to a room and see.
Well, it looks like she's assigned to a room.
Well, she was, but when she got off, she's not.
Oh, but when she came back.
Yeah, right. So let me see if I can.
Yeah, we don't have too much time left.
I know. I know. I'm just going to try. Yeah, just... Well, it looks like she was able to join. At least that's what I get from my end, that she was able something.
Yeah, I don't know the technology things. It's tricky.
Well, sometimes it's that stuff where somebody has to maybe help you go through things. That sometimes things accidentally, particularly when they don't work, you push all sorts of things. At least I do.
Yeah, just when you think you have it all sorted, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just when you think you're smart enough to do this.
Yeah, exactly. The camera. Is he sleeping?
Yeah.
Okay, you're watching it?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, I really, really planned on having a longer breakout room today because we get talking and busy, and I know people love the breakout room, and then I wanted to leave time to bring us back and talk about stuff. So maybe we just have to stay a little longer and.
It didn't work. Yeah, there's Martha. It worked for on paper and then it dropped it again. You know, when I'm looking at the breakout room.
Martha, we are so sorry. We don't know how to help you. I don't know. Technology is baffling.
Well, I think you do better T-Touch than you do technology. So. That's sure. your skill.
We can't know everything. And Karen's back. So should we bring people back?
Oh, that's interesting.
Next time.
Oh, that room closed. Oh, everybody's out of there. Oh, Karen ended up by herself. Is that right, Karen? Unmute yourself.
I was with Connie.
You're with Connie, okay.
And you all closed on purpose?
Yeah, well, we wanted to see. Yeah, we had somebody come, I think Martha for a second.
Yeah.
And but we wondered what she did.
Oh, so she did get on there. Okay, we were trying. She's having trouble with.
Yeah, her speaker's not working, so she can't talk to us.
Yeah.
We thought she could listen. Yeah. And okay. So do you want me to close all the rooms at this point? It'll be a minute.
Yeah.
They get their warning and then, okay.
Yeah. Let's bring them back. In the meantime, Karen and Connie, anything interesting that you talked about? I'm trying to decide if we should go longer, I'll ask the two of you. Should we go longer and share, or shall we just know that everybody had a good conversation and finish on time? What's your preferences?
Well, I think we had a good chat. I thought we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. And I'm fine with going.
Yeah.
Okay, going and finishing.
On or going off?
Going off.
Okay.
Time-wise.
I just have this thing about, it's my personal thing about finishing on time. And so if people want to go longer, I'm certainly happy to do that. And I just, you know, I always feel like people maybe have plans and
they can leave. I think Connie wanted to. Connie, what was your vote?
I don't mind whatever anybody wants to do. I'm fine. I'll go along with the majority. I'm not going to argue. Okay.
Welcome back, everybody. I am sure that you had wonderful conversations. And I have a question for you. I know that we are close to the end of our time. And I personally have a thing about finishing classes on the time that we, you know, that it's done. And that's just sort of my thing, because I feel like people probably have, you know, things that they may have planned knowing what the time was. And I know that often Linda's classes will go longer if there's more to share. And so I am totally making it up to you. Do you want to stay on a little bit and talk about what you talked about in your breakout rooms? Or do you feel comfortable to wrap up and head on from here? What's your vote? What would you like? Looks like Teresa is saying, let's go on. Ava says, when anybody says, yes, I don't know what it is. Is it yes, yes, let's finish, or yes, let's go on? So how many would like to go on a little bit? Okay, works for me. How many, and if you have things and you're thinking that we're finishing at one and you have things to do, please just go and know that that I'm totally fine with that, and it's all good. So I will let you know that Cam is sound asleep, and it was very sweet of you to have him, let him join our class, and how fun it was to have him do this. I'm going to have to go and pick out that little piece of the recording and keep it and send it to his mom and dad. I think it would be really fun for them. So it was certainly fun for me. So who would like to share about your breakout room or anything else that you wanted to share? Who'd like to start? Yep, Angela.
I was with Ava and Nancy, and we started off, Ava was sharing a bit more about what she's going through. And for me, when we talked about stuff, the word that really stuck out that both Ava and Nancy said was hope. And it's keeping hope. And then sort of the conversation progressed into sort of connection and the importance of knowing that you might be in a situation, but you are connected all over the world, and through love, through prayer, through tea touch. And I think we're all going to be doing a few more tea touches and just sending our love to Ava at this time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. That's wonderful. Anybody else from Angela's group? Nancy or Ava, anything else to share? Or did Angela describe it pretty well?
Well, just real quickly, the different types of experiences we have is just so varied and all kind of deep in its own ways. And today I am it's been a year since my mom went to glory, and so I've been having lots of feelings today. And I just want to say thank you, Debbie and Teresa, for that opening conversation, which was just perfect, because it was so my mom, who was a singer, and she was irrepressible, and it was just wonderful. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. It's wonderful. And we're thinking of you and your mom as well.
Thank you.
It's and you know, they, you know, it's changing addresses, right? They don't actually go anywhere. It's just, you know, it's just a different way of being. And doesn't make it easier. And it's, you know, it's how it is. Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Ava, yeah.
Yeah, well, thinking about mom, my mom passed away, went to her world in August, almost 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And actually, she opened the way to the tea touch, because maybe some of you remembered me, but some don't know. One day, you know, my mom was starting really to decline, and she couldn't hear and couldn't feel, couldn't see anymore. And her breathing was very hard, and she was staying with me. I stayed with her till the end, and I didn't know what to do with communicate. And then on my email, I got an email from Linda. I don't know where, how she got it, and about attending the Zoom, a tea touch Zoom. And I remember tea touch from years ago with dogs. I had read her book. So I said, okay, I'm going to go. And I asked all the questions, you know, how you do it, how you do the circle, you know, many questions I had. And she answered. And then I turned off the computer when it was finished. And I did it to my mom, you know, and I sang to her, and I did everything I knew and felt and quite and everything. But one thing I know, that her breathing became a lot calmer.
It's wonderful.
And she left that night. So, and for me, it was the beginning of tea touch and with the group. So it's like as if she opened the door to a new, you know, to connect me to you, you know. That's the story. She, Linda, wrote that. She left the video. She talked about that, because it was quite an amazing story of Tita.
Wonderful. What a wonderful gift for you both to be able to share that. That's just wonderful. Thank you, Ava. So nice. Who else would like to share? Anybody else? You don't have to, if you'd like to. Martha, for some reason, we can't hear her. She's hearing us, but we can't hear her. And we tried to put her in a room, but it didn't, you know, work so well, because she couldn't participate. So Martha, if you have anything, please feel free to write it in the chat. We'll just do that for right now. Teresa, go ahead, please. Do you want to talk about the music?
Well, actually, I promised to Hayat and Anna to put the name in the chat about Emiliano Toso.
Yes.
Because I just make it together. We were talking about the trees of Anna, the three trees, and I put the music sitting on the tree with Anna, and Harriet had her how do you call it? Harriet, help me.
Making the undesirable people these days into cartoon characters.
The cartoons, like
from my childhood, like the Three Stooges.
Exactly. But, that was our moment. So I promised them to say, if you want to go to listen to Emiliano Toso, it's helping me a lot, listening gratitude or all his hit translation and music in this particular moment, can be a real nice help. And because we were all going through, from Ava to Linda to everything. And this, I believe, is the moment we just have to take everything in us to give it back again. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. The music is wonderful, and the specific vibration of the music, and so many, you know, if you just look at the website, there's lots of information there and music that you can listen to. So thank you for sharing that, Teresa. I appreciate it. And Martha wrote, the sessions have been very helpful. I was getting frustrated with all the after effects of treatment, and the talk at these meetings are great. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that, you know, everything that each one of you talk about resonates on some level with all of us, right? Even if it's not something that we have any personal experience with, just the intention of the connection, it just really makes a difference. And so, and I also really want to say that, you know, there's sometimes a judgment that this problem is bigger than somebody else's problem, or my issue isn't that big of a deal. And I really want to remind you that if it's an issue for you, it's an issue for you. And just because someone else might be dealing with something that you would label as a bigger deal or a lesser deal or whatever, it's not about a hierarchy of who has the more difficult time, right? And I know some people feel bad, like, oh, I shouldn't be complaining about this little thing that I have going on. It's important. It is really, really important. Stuff is stuff. And I think that it all deserves our self-care and our acknowledgement and our, you know, looking at what are our resources. You know, this isn't feeling good for me. Maybe I've talked about this before. I talk about the emotional barometer, you know, if you hear something, if you think something, does it feel good? Does it not feel good? If it doesn't feel good, how can you transform that? How can you move on from that, so that we're really supporting our vibration to be the best that it can be? And I think that sometimes we can get so buried in stuff that makes us not feel good. And that's where the self-care comes in. You know, everything we've talked about with this course and things perhaps you've learned in other places, what's your self-care? It's like the, you know, the list that Marnie's been collecting. What do you do when, you know, when things come to you that make you feel bad? And it's a pretty simple process. It's kind of like the, you know, the Course in Miracles, choose love, choose fear. And so how do you go about, you know, making a choice? Look for the better thought, look for what feels better, look for how you can find your balance and see the more positive perspective of going through, even if it's just within your own heart and your own cells. It makes a difference. It absolutely makes a difference. Yeah, Eva.
Yeah, I feel it makes me feel so much more human. And the same way I see, as I see your faces, it's like you have all the different little, you know, sides of life, you know, and it's like becomes your reality, you know, what Linda told us about and what you are sharing and what Eleanor shared, you know, and we are so human, you know, with what we go to wherever we are on the other side of the planet. And I feel maybe this would be the solution if people from the other part of the world could connect like that, you know, a simple topic that everyone can relate to. Maybe would make the world a better place.
I could not agree with you more, Eva. I think that's so true, because, you know, we're really not that separated. And, you know, we're all in this together. And I think that we, you know, we do. I love, Eva, what you're saying about everybody, you know, seeing all the different faces. It's like we all have our, it's like, you know, I imagine it like all these gems, right? We each have our own little shiny parts, right? That we reflect different parts, and we reflect different perspectives and have a different ways of seeing things. And that's, you know, that's where the joy is, when we can connect and share different perspectives. Yeah, Dorothy.
I was with Victoria and Sandra, and one of the things we discussed, besides getting to know each other, because we'd never been together before, so that was kind of neat, but Victoria was talking about the connection of bakery from Hungary, where she was brought up, being able to find it in New Jersey, and the kind of joy that she was getting. And she had bought some cookies, and she had gotten them for friends, and she had a box that did she, by the time she got home, she only had one left, that she had enjoyed them so much that she didn't have any cookies left. And and just something small like that, how important the connecting to her childhood, because she left when she was 11, I think she said. But and thinking back, you know, in my own childhood too, we just can focus on these small pleasures that become connections when we get older, and bring back all those good feelings, and to share them with other people. So that was fun, and just knowing that Sandra's in Maryland, and we're in very different places. They're more rural than I am, and it was fun to connect. Yeah,
very cool. Very cool. I love the fact that, you know, through cookies, you can find your joy. I think it's so important to remember that those small things can be really big things, and indulge ourselves. Victoria, I love the cookie story. It's really good. Anything else? Anybody? Yeah, Sandra.
I just want to say to you, it's been a long time since we saw each other, Debbie, and I just want to say magic is 11 now.
It's hard to believe.
That young puppy
that we were trying to corral all the time.
Get to not fool around is now 11. But talking about in the breakout group, what helps me, and I work in Baltimore City, as I said, lots of crime, lots of violence, lots of negative stuff where I work. And it's very difficult for me because I feel that. So when I come home, or when I can, I listen to handpan music. I don't know if anybody knows what a handpan is, but it's a metal drum that you play with your hands. And it's really beautiful and soothing. And there's a German guy named, and I just plug him in on YouTube on the phone or on my computer. And even the dogs, like, you know, because now I have three ridge bats, Gemma and Clara and Magic. They all were asleep because this morning I played handpan music for the class. And even
losing your voice a little bit, Sandra.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's my connection. I'm out in the middle of nowhere and I don't have good connection. So handpan music, you take a musician that plays on YouTube and it's free. And I just plug it in when I want to hear the music when I need to relax. And the dogs love it too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. And it, you know, it brings us back to where we started with the vibration of music and how important that can be. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Anybody else? Yeah, Anna.
It was just so wonderful to be with you and Teresa, and just the energy of sharing. And what I love about music is it really allows you to breathe. I just always remember there's certain places where you feel like you can really inhale and you go, oh, I'm ready to exhale. And there's just a beauty also in our capacity to really be within ourselves. And that's what I love about music. And I'm kind of like in yoga when I listen to music, because that idea of always yoga, uniting our breath within ourselves. Mm-hmm. And often they're not knowing it, but I'm always doing a circle and a quarter in my dance, you know, because just brings me into the center of myself. And nice. There's a beauty about that. So anyway, thank you so much again for this wonderful community.
Yeah, thank you so much, Anna, for sharing that. That is very, very cool. Marty's saying it works your vagus nerve too. Yes, very good. Yeah, and Martha has written the positivity is so very helpful. Yeah, and you know, I think that comes from the community, right? For again, coming back to our circle. And, you know, it's not possible for us to always feel really positive all the time because life has its way with you. And that's where it's really nice to know that we, you know, we can come back to our circle. And I always like to remind people that, you know, our circle, and I say this to many, many groups, you know, at the end of a training, you know, when we spent maybe a week together and we're in the circle and wrapping things up, I remind people that this circle doesn't go away just because everybody goes home. And in our case, turns off the computer, right? Or moves from this particular Zoom. Our circle doesn't go away. It's always, always there. And so anytime that you have something that comes up and you're thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do about this? Or, oh dear, I didn't expect that. You can always come back to the circle. You can always come back to the circle and know that we are there. And know that you can share, or you can ask a question, or you can do whatever you want. Just be there in that positive intention, or ask the question and then just listen and know that you're going to get some, you know, some feedback that could be supportive for you. And I think it's I don't think it's different when we're on the flat screen. You know, it's not the same image as, you know, imagining that we're sitting in our chairs in a circle together. And the energy that we feel with this connection is the same. And so just know, I don't know. I don't know if it's the same if you're imagining that you're coming back and we're all sitting in a circle together, or do you imagine that we're all looking at each other on the screen together? I guess it would be interesting to try it. And see what feels right, but know that we're here. You do know that time and space is an illusion, right? So we can simply come back to this time, this connection, this feeling simply by imagining it, and it's there. And so it's just, you know, we're always connecting each other. And I'm going to toss out also that sometimes I talk about stuff that may or may not agree with anybody else's belief system or way that they see the world. And if that's the case, please know that's just my opinion. And I'm not telling anybody to think what I think. It's just kind of how I see the world. And that's what I'm sharing. And if you don't see the world in that way, ignore me. I won't be the least bit offended if you think I'm a little crazy with some weird ideas. I don't mind. And if you do, yeah, maybe it's helpful. So that's kind of what I think. Anybody else want to share anything at this point?
Connie.
Marty said, but you're sticking to it. Yeah, Teresa.
I was just thinking about Connie. If she wants to say something. No,
I'm not sure what to say. The world is a difficult place, and I can't change it alone. It takes all of us to work together. Exactly. That's really all I can say.
All right.
But so, each one is actually... I was talking a lot, I know. That's why I felt a little bit sorry about Connie, because I was talking too much. So that's so important, isn't it? It's if each one does one thing, all together becomes a big thing.
Exactly. Exactly. And keep in mind, you know, geometric progressions, right? And I can't remember if I've mentioned this before, if you've lived in this country and you're old enough to remember the Clairol commercials, this is what I think about with geometric progressions. There was a commercial that was a hair color commercial, and it went along with, and she tells two friends, 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 and it would progressively show how many people were influenced by one person telling the other person about their hair color. And it just made such an impression on me about how this, how powerful this work is. And for each of us that share it with somebody else, and it's not even about necessarily sharing Tea Touch, it's sharing, you know, sharing the compassion in our hearts. It's about seeing something without judgment. It's about just being who we are, living this philosophy, and you know, just letting it be. And so I think that, you know, we talk about changing the world one tea touch at a time, and it is absolutely positively true, without a doubt in my mind, right? Every single time we do one little circular touch, anytime, you know, we think about something from our heart, it makes a difference. And that's where, you know, that to me, that comes back to hope, talking about hope. I mean, that's where we really make a difference. And I'm so grateful to Linda and this work for bringing me to this and sharing it, and giving each of us the opportunity to continue to share it. And, you know, it's such a privilege to be such a part of this and to be able to be connected with all of you. So I think it's serious work that we don't want to take too seriously, because if we take it too seriously, it's not as good. It's better when we can just be, you know, light and be having fun and be curious and see where it takes us. Anna.
May we come to a conclusion and do a heart hug for
perfect. Linda? Exactly what I thought. Exactly what I thought. So let's come back to our
ending now, but when we do.
Well, I think everybody's shared. Is there anybody else sharing? I think everybody's had a chance to say something, I hope. If not, interrupt me, please. So let's come back to our heart hug. And remember the smile. Gratitude for all of ourselves. And support for Linda and everyone who can benefit from this very, very powerful intention that we have. So thank you, everyone, for all that each of you contribute to this group. And please know that what you're doing is way, way beyond just what happens within this group. And so please carry on with your day. Some of you have little of it. Some of us have more of it. Continue to look for things to do that that are nice for yourself. Maybe it's about finding yourself a cookie. we'll see what. Yes, Teresa, are you? No.
Sorry,
yes.
I have something on my tongue.
Tip of your tongue.
Do you wanna listen another small song?
Please.
And I tell you, I had to create this. So we were in tech training in Germany. With, you know, the huge trainings with 50 people, and we had the last evening the presentation, and I didn't really know what to present, so I went with my dog at the time, Gaia, walking in the wood, and I was creating a little song. You want to listen it?
Please.
Get in touch with Linda's mind. It'll touch your soul, your body, your kind. You then switch the small lights on and say hello to everyone. Thank you, Linda, for all that. The universe will give it back. That's it.
Oh, wow. Oh,
I love this. I love this.
It's about 20 years old, this song. But it connects me, especially today when I saw Linda. And it, yeah.
Perfect. It's perfect. Perfect way for us to go away with this wonderful vibration. And thank you everybody for all that you contribute. And I'm not sure what happens for next week. Let's see. But we'll be in touch with Linda, and perhaps I will see you again. We'll see. We'll work it out.
It would be a wonderful song to learn and then sing together to Linda.
Wow. Maybe you would. I like that, Eva. Teresa, would you write down the words for us?
Oh, for sure. In the chat.
Yeah.
It was a little recording so we can
see. Why don't you write it down? Because it'll take a little while to write it down.
So if I will write it down. I send it to you. You could send it to me. Okay.
Send it to me, and then I'll figure out.
With the picture with your grandchild.
Yes, perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Well, Kirsten might be the one.
Send it to Kirsten.
And you, but that way.
Send it to Kirsten and to me. That would be. Yeah. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everybody. We'll look forward to singing together next time. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Blessings.